So working people are barely escaping poverty, much less thriving. They're barely paying for anything beyond basic needs. Tampa Bay has the lowest per capita income of any major urban area, and income inequality is what has hampered our recovery from the recession. Economic experts put most of the blame on Tampa Bay's heavy dependence on low-income jobs that have been added in the last five years that have contributed to these disparities. So thank you everyone who's on these steps today. This movement has changed people's hearts and minds about how wrong it is to have families who are working and working and working, yet who are still in poverty. You know, every city has the poor part of town. It has the poor area. It's as if there's like some organic way that a city developed, that a city just will always have an area where there's crime, low employment, troubled schools, and it just has to go somewhere. But we don't connect the dots to realize that decades of disenfranchising people created that poverty by design. It didn't just happen by accident. Past laws that prohibited black businesses, laws that prevented blacks north of Central Avenue, decisions to build highways through historically black neighborhoods, lack of jobs, discriminatory lending practices, lack of affordable housing. But this is the thing. If it was created by design, we can fix it by design.